we have always been good friends with a cordial and solid relationship. And in spite of the occasional misunderstanding that the U.S. have of Uganda and the recent what we call unjustified sanctions against some of our officers, we continue remaining friends. The uniqueness in our friendship with the United States is that as friends, trusted friends, on odd occasions, we do have misunderstandings. On odd occasions, we disagree, but eventually we make up and continue being friends.
So looking forward to this year, what are your expectations about the relations between Kampala and Washington?
We need to consolidate this relationship. What is important about the United States and other partners should understand is that where else in their countries, for many years, every 4 years or less, there are frequent changes in people in administration, advisors, people in who are close to the Secretary of State in charge of Africa, people who are close to the Biden. There are normally changes, but it is very important that they understand us well. They understand our cultures. They understand our way of life. They really appreciate who we are and what we stand for. And that's what that is what makes our relationship stronger and better. But each time there's a change in administration, there are some individuals who come in the new administrations who, at the first sight, decide to take decisions and advise the leadership based on uninformed positions on Uganda and maybe on other African countries. So it's important for the United States of America that going forward in 2022, there's a need for a more comprehensive, in-depth understanding on the uniqueness of Africa, the uniqueness in the cultures and tradition of each country, the uniqueness in the values and the ways of life of Africans, and that is what will make our friendship continue to be strong and solid.
If there's a strain, like the recent sanctions imposed on some of the military officers of Uganda, how do you address the strain in order to strengthen the relationship or to smoothen the relationship between Kampala and Washington?
Well, what we do is that we express our views on what we think has caused the strained relationship. We raise our concerns about it. And then we try and inform the United States government and update them and educate them on our position so that they understand our position better. They understand what it is that we stand for. And there's the reasons why we continue in that channel or that way. And we think that is the best way for them, for us to move forward the relationship. The Americans, the Europeans, and other partners have to understand Africa better. But you cannot measure and you cannot judge us based on the standard that you is based on American ways of life and American values. It's impossible.
So talk to me about the partnership in the fight against terrorism in the East Africa region, the partnership between Washington and Kampala.
I think the issue of the threat of terrorism to an American life and to a Ugandan life is no different. Both lives are valuable. And the threats are serious to Americans as well as they're serious to Ugandans. So when it comes to the issue of the fight against terrorism, we undertake full-time role to ensure that our intelligence services, our security forces are working around the clock to make sure that they neutralize those terrorists that are an immediate threat to our country and an immediate threat to any other partners of ours, irrespective of who they are. Because today they can be terrorists who threaten Americans, but we know that tomorrow they'll change their weapons against us. So for us, every terrorist, irrespective of who the threat is to, we will make sure we neutralize them.
So what is your final message to the people here in Washington, your partners?
Well, my message to Washington is that there is a need for you to understand us better. And only by understanding us better, appreciating us better, our values, our ways of life, and what it is that makes us tick, and that will make and consolidate our relationship further.